Thank you and good afternoon. The Board of Supervisors have honored former First District Supervisor Jimmy Smith by naming the Fields Landing Boat Ramp after the two-term county official and former fisherman. Smith served on the board from 2001 through 2012 before he was forced to resign due to health concerns, and dignitaries joined Smith at the boat ramp Wednesday morning for the naming ceremony. The supervisors will make the name official at next week's supervisors meeting. Smith will be remembered for far more than a boat launch, however. He was a key player in the formation of the five-county Salmonid Conservation Program, as well as the seven-county North Coast Resource Partnership. The sheriff's office is investigating a report of a home invasion robbery that occurred late Monday night at a residence in the 4100 block of D Street in Eureka. The victim told deputies that he had arranged to sell 2 pounds of marijuana to two other men for $1,200. Instead of a sale, however, the victim reported that he and another man were robbed at gunpoint by the suspects. The victim said the two suspects came to his house, inspected the marijuana, and then went outside saying they needed to go get the cash. They returned with a handgun, and one of the suspects held the victim at gunpoint while the second ransacked the residence. Both suspects were described as white males with tattoos on their arms, and one had the name Kimberly tattooed on his neck. Both suspects were over 6 feet tall and had brown hair. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Sheriff's deputies responding to numerous complaints from neighbors about suspicious activity at a residence on Brennard Street in Lolita conducted a probation sweep of the house on Tuesday morning. Deputies contacted 41-year-old Danny Lopez, 37-year-old Shannon Ray Fortress, and 33-year-old Jennifer Ann Wright. A search of the residence turned up about a pound of processed marijuana, a gram of suspected meth, scales, syringes, and a stun gun. Lopez was arrested for an outstanding DUI warrant and possession. Wright was arrested for a probation violation and an outstanding warrant, and Fortress was arrested for possession. All three were booked in the county jail. For the second time in the month of October, an inmate walked away from a sheriff's work crew. Only this time, the inmate was located within hours and returned to jail. Tuesday afternoon, the supervising correctional officer for the work crew at the sheriff's office woodlot conducted a head count and realized he was one inmate short. The officer searched the immediate area, but did not locate 21-year-old Robert Lee Snow, who was just 93 days away from being released. The officer notified the sheriff's office dispatch and the Eureka Police Department, and a search of the area was conducted. Snow was spotted around 1:30 near Del Norton I Streets by two correctional officers, and after fleeing for a short distance on foot, was apprehended and returned to jail, where he will now face escape charges. Over the weekend, an inmate who walked away from a work crew on the 16th was located and returned to jail, although a second inmate who walked away that day, James Henry Jr., remains at large. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. There are two races for city council in the city of Eureka, and we had a chance to speak with all four candidates. Kim Burgell is running against incumbent Mike Newman for the 3rd Ward seat. She took the time to sit down and speak with us about her ideas for helping the economic and business growth of Eureka.
Streamlining permitting will be a big piece of the puzzle, working with the Harbor District to kind of get things moving forward in a more positive direction, a more attractive city, and a safer city. I've been on the Transportation Safety Commission for 6 years working to mitigate that problem, and we've been doing it one project at a time, but I think we can do better in that regard.
Burgell also went on to talk about her experiences working in a team environment, like she would be doing with the city council should she be elected.
You know, I do have a long track record of working with in cooperation and collaboration on a lot of projects long before I ever considered running for council. One of those that's probably my proudest one is being a founder of Redwood Coast Montessori. That was a school that was in May 2009. We had no place to go. Several parents got together. In 3 months, we had our school open. We'd fundraised with 16 students.
You can hear the entire interview with Kim Burgell and all of the Eureka candidates by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.